G'day guys, how you doing? It's Lawrence here with another video about being a man and going your own way. Or just becoming the best possible version of yourself out there. I mean, as I've said before, you'll be the best project you ever worked on. It's true. I know I am. But anyway, let's get into the nitty-gritty of this subject. It's going to be kind of a big one. But anyway, marriage horror stories, or what can happen to you after the fucking ends. Because it will, trust me. You get married, you have a kid, there's a pretty good chance your days are getting laid out the window. So anyway, I'm going to do a little bit of a backstory on this, so I'll give you a gist of where I'm coming from. There's a group of us guys that get together just about every Saturday night. It's usually 4, sometimes 5, and I'm the only guy out of the whole group that's ever been married, okay? And one of the gentlemen who hangs out with us, who's a good friend of ours, is a assistant district attorney for the local district attorney's office here in the community that I live in, or the county. Here in California. But anyway, he works in the court-ordered collections department for fathers who have fallen arrears in their child support. Well, I get to hear all these horror stories about what's going on in guys' lives, what they're doing, blah, 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 blah. But when he's telling us these stories, what I'm hearing is how the system is fucking the guys over, okay? Because I've been through it. I've experienced it. So, the other night, he's telling us this story where he hit a guy's account for quite a few $1,000s. And when the guy found out that his account had been hit, he went home, got his pistol, put it up the side of his head, and blew his brains out. And I was just like, oh my God, dude, are you fucking kidding me? He goes, no, man, he goes, it happens more often than you'd think. And I told him, I said, well, yeah, I do know. Because since 2008, the suicide rate for males in my age group, which is 45 to 55 years of age, has increased 63% in the United States alone. What the statistics are elsewhere in the Western society, I have no idea. But here in the United States, male suicide is rapidly on the rise. It's unfucking real, the statistics. And I have actually seen a number of suicides happen in my own personal sphere. Okay? This crash helmet here, okay? This was a helmet I painted about 11, 12 years ago when I was building my personal race car. I painted it Lexus Spectra Blue Mica, and then I got a buddy of mine to just pinstripe it because my car was blue and I had the yellow pinstripes on it. So my buddy did a beautiful job pinstriping this helmet. And anyway, there's a good friend of mine, truly a really good friend of mine. And a number of years ago, he came home to his house, the house that he'd worked so hard for, and his wife told him, "You're out." He was devastated. We talked on the phone about it. He was beside himself. He's like, he'd worked incredibly hard for his wife, his child. They had a beautiful home in a beautiful area just south of us here, an area called Westlake Village. Absolutely beautiful. But anyway, he tried for a number of weeks to reconcile with his wife to try and, you know, get things like smoothed out. And he showed up at the house one day, you know, yet again, to try to get things sorted out. And she was adamant, you're the fuck out of here. So he had to go to the bedroom, pack his bags. And instead of packing his bags, he went into the closet, got hold of the shotgun, went and sat down on their double bed, put the barrel in his mouth, and blew his brains out. That was a personal friend, a dear friend, a good friend. We went shooting with each other. He was goofy. He was not a perfect man, but he was a good man. And when I was absolutely floored by that. I couldn't get over it. And I actually didn't even go to his funeral because I didn't even want to see his widow there. So this is the end game. This is what marriage can push you to. And remember that since 2008, the male suicide rate in the United States has risen 63% for men between the age of 45 and 55 years of age. Okay? So it's a problem. It's a big fucking problem, this divorce system. Okay? Now, here, when I have a friend that works for the local DA's office, I get to hear these stories. I get to hear the stories about how this system fucks men over. Okay? Now, think about this. When you get married, you have to sign a marriage license. Okay? The last time I got a license for anything, okay, I had to study for that license. I had to study to get my handgun safety certificate here in California. I had to study to get a driver's license. I had to study to get my citizenship. I had to study, okay, to get these certificates, okay? Marriage is the only fucking thing that you have to sign your life away on for a license that you don't have to study for. Think about that, okay? You sign your life away and you get no fucking handbook on the fucking that you will get. Okay? You're not told what the system can do to you. You're not told how the system can rape you for every fucking cent. Okay? They can seize or garnish your bank account. Okay? Your savings account. Your retirement accounts. Your 401k accounts. They have access to a federal database. They can do a colonoscopy on your finances. Okay? They can see everything. Alright? They can track everything that you do. Even if you say you have no money, they can see credit card transactions. They can see ATM card transactions. They can fucking see everything that you do. So at some point, they are going to get you. If you think you're smart enough that you're actually getting away from the system, trust me, you're fucking not. Because if you're using any sort of plastic card, they have you in their fucking crosshairs. Okay? So much so that this friend of mine was telling me a story about how this guy was completely off the grid, off the radar, everything. But they found out that he was working for a specific shop in this area and he's getting paid cash. Well, they couldn't get the cash, but he had about $30,000 worth of Snap-on tools in his Snap-on toolboxes. They placed a levy and a lien against that guy's tools, fucking went in with the sheriff's department, okay, and took that guy's ability to make money. Okay? That's what they can do to you. It is absolutely appalling. Okay? And that's the system. That's why I have zero time for the courts and zero time for the police. Because both those organizations work together and they can fuck your world over beyond any comprehension that you can comprehend. Okay? I'll give you an idea. A buddy of mine, all right? He thought he was happily married. And this is another true story. He was my ex-business partner. Okay? Really good guy. Really good guy. Okay? His wife, I was the one that found this out. I was the one that had to break this news to my friend. But through people that I know, I found out that his wife was fucking four guys. Okay? And that was all these four dudes were all buddies with each other. These four guys were firemen in our local county here, okay? She banged these four guys all in 1 year, Okay, I found out about this. So, cut a long story short, they got a divorce. Okay, I was the one that got blamed for their divorce because I caught the bitch out. Fuck me. Yeah, my name was shit around this town for a little bit with a few people. But anyway, my buddy was worth approximately $5 million at the time. She got half of that. Okay, I saw the first check that was given to her for $996,000. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? When my buddy showed me the check, I was just like, oh my God, this is unreal. Then she got a $650,000 home. Okay. Then she gets $5,000 a month in alimony and $5,000 a month in child support, okay? And then he has to pay for the lawyers that she's fucking using. So when I say the fucking you get isn't worth the fucking you get, it's really not. And when you think about this, let's say you and your buddy are chilling out at a bar. You're both drinking, you're like, yeah, dude, I'm getting fucking married, it's going to be awesome, and the other buddy's getting married. You have to realize that one of you two is going to end up fucked. Okay? And that's literally like playing Russian roulette with your fucking dick. I mean, seriously. You have actually better odds playing Russian roulette. You can take one bullet, put it in a revolver, spin the revolver around, put it up your head. You have one out of five. In the United States right now, it's in excess of 50% the divorce rate. Okay? So basically, one out of you and your buddy, one of you is going to end up being fucked. If you could actually sit there and look at yourselves in a mirror across the bar and just look at each other, it's like, holy fuck sticks. This is a toss of a fucking coin. One of us is going to get fucked. And it will happen. Unequivocally. Especially if you have children. If you have children, you're on the hook for you the rest of your fucking life. And some guys become so beside themselves. Some guys become so lost, where they feel that they have absolutely no way out, that they will actually take a gun, put it up the side of their head, in their mouth, and blow their fucking brains out. So if you want to get married, fucking go for it, man. But just understand and realize the consequences that could potentially come your way. And let me tell you, there's no good ending to it in any way, shape, or form. Even if you don't blow your brains out, your asshole is going to get fucking ripped out. Straight up. So anyway, I hope this video's helped you guys. I hope it's helped shed a little bit of light on the system and what can go on out there. If you like the content, subscribe, pound the like button, and whatever you're doing, when you see this video, make it great. Cheers.